You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
What if I told you that even after paying off your mortgage, after 30 years of hard work, discipline, and sacrifice, that you actually don't really own your home? Sounds crazy, right? Now, I spent the last 6 years obsessing over the tax game because at one point, we were just like you. We didn't understand why other people were paying so little in taxes. But now, we've helped thousands of investors save over $93 million in taxes through our investments. And even with all that knowledge, even after helping all those investors keep more of their money, there's still one tax that escaped us. And it starts with a P, property tax.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters.
We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Today, I'm going to break down and expose why the system might be one of the biggest scams in U.S. history, backed by shocking evidence and some real stories of people just like us. And most importantly, I'm going to share the strategies that can help you keep more of your money instead of handing it over. Guys, a quick disclaimer, I'm not a tax expert, so always consult your professionals before making any changes to your tax situation. What I'm sharing with you is for educational purposes only. Okay, with that out of the way, let me show you exactly how deep this scam goes. There's five major ways that the property tax system is rigged against homeowners. And once you see them, you'll never look at your tax bill the same again. So first, let's talk about what I call the perpetual payment system. Did you know that even after you paid off your home, you still have to pay the government every single year just to keep it up? It's like you're renting your home from them forever. So you think that the notion of, oh my gosh, I'm going to pay off my house and I'm going to be free and clear. You're never free and clear once the government has their hands on your property. So the government requires you to pay property tax indefinitely. Essentially, again, guys, it's forcing you to pay rent for a home that you already own to the state. So there's a really stark example of this. An 83-year-old retired engineer in Michigan underpaid his property tax by $8.41. In response, Oakland County seized his property, auctioned it off to settle the debt, and pocketed nearly $24,500 in excess revenue from the sale. The house was paid off, but because he fell beyond this small portion, the government found a way to seize this property and sold it at an auction for a fraction of what it was worth. Imagine, he lost everything, his equity, his memories, his securities, all because he couldn't pay this tiny portion to the government on a home that he supposedly owned. Like, if that doesn't get your blood boil, I don't know what will, because we all have been taught, hey, go buy a home, you're going to be able to use that as a nest egg. But in a scenario like this, You can end up losing your home for something that should not be your fault at all. But guys, it gets worse than that. The University of Chicago, they actually recently exposed how property tax valuation are deliberately manipulated. This may be something you've suspected, but you didn't have concrete evidence until the University of Chicago came out with this research paper. So their research actually proves something really devastating. Low-income homeowners are systematically overassessed compared to wealthier property owners. So in some areas, the poorest homeowners effectively are paying 50% higher in property tax than their wealthy neighbors in proportion to their property's value. Homeowners are really frustrated by this, and one homeowner actually was quoted as saying, my house in North Carolina was assessed at $80,000. So when I challenged it, the assessor insists that this was a fair amount. But when I finally sold the property, the best offer I got was $50,000. They literally gagged in my face. And this isn't the only isolated incident. It's happened everywhere. Think about it. You assess a higher value than what you're actually able to sell the property for. How does that even make sense, right? So here's where the deception goes even further than this. When your property tax increases, local governments, they typically blame inflation for the rising in the rise in property prices, right? They'll say like, hey, there's all these external factors that's causing them to have to raise the property tax or have higher collections. But here's what a former tax assessor, a county assessor, actually told a reporter off the record. They said they actually set the spending budget first and then manipulate the assessment rates to meet their desired revenues. So your tax bill has nothing to do with how much it actually is or the type of benefit you're going to get. It's actually, they inverse the number and they set a standard of what they expect to hit and then they fill in the blank, which is really terrifying. This happens a lot in states that has high property tax, what has reassessment every single year. You're more vulnerable to this kind of scenario. Think things like Texas would be one of the scenarios that comes to mind because, you know, we have properties there and we see this all the time. And when you ask for transparency, forget about it. What you get is a lot of talking, you know, gibberish and try to talk over your head. You guys want us to know like where your dollars are going? Good luck. They're not going to really give you a straight answer. So most homeowners, they never understand the clear picture or even ever receive an actual breakdown of how their money's being spent. Yeah, they may say, hey, it's going to fund schools and roads. But did you know that on average, about 40% of that property tax payment that you're paying to the government every single year is actually going to administrative costs and overheads? So you're not paying for a better service. You're just paying for bureaucracy, which is, in today's world, having heard all we know about the federal government's inefficiencies and sort of like, if not blatant fraud in some instances, you can see why it can be frustrating that you're bearing the burden for a bureaucratic system that's actually exploiting loopholes and not really actually paying attention to what they're actually spending things on. Now, there's actually entire industries that sprung up to actually help desperate homeowners, and sometimes you can call it exploiting them. So companies often send official looking letters, and so they'll promise like, hey, I'll help lower your taxes for a fee, and maybe I'll charge you $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 for that, right? But here's a scam. They're charging you to file the same appeal that you can file yourself for free. So one company in California was actually caught sending fake government notices to scare people to paying them. So they make it sound like you have to go through firms like them in order to negotiate better rates with your county assessors. But if you think this is bad, wait until you see what's coming up next. So the future implication of this system is even more frightening, and it could affect every homeowner in the United States. So listen, if you've been counting on your home as your retirement fund, think again. The property tax burden will never go away. The best way to protect yourself, make sure that your money is actually working for you. That's why smart investors don't just hold assets, they grow them. If you want to be part of our next investment opportunity, go to 1000timesbetterinvestments.com, 1000timesbetterinvestment.com. We have a massive waiting list there already, so check it out. So now let me show you where this broken system is taking us into the future, why it should be terrifying to every American homeowners. According to the National Association of Realtors, property taxes have increased by an average of 4% annually for the past decade. That statistic is more than double the rate of inflation during that same period of time. But here's the scarier part. You know, guys, wages during that time only grew by 2.3% annually. So the true affordability gap that's happening right now, this gap that is creating a time bomb, is the property tax one. Let me put it in real terms. In New Jersey, a median home property tax bill is now $9,300 per year. That's $775 per month in property taxes. And you can see the consequence of this happening in real time. The U-Haul's 2023 migration report shows a mass exodus from high tax states to other states that have lower taxes. And you can see a lot of net migration to the south, right? New York, California are losing huge numbers of people this way. 67% of people who were moved cited by U-Haul, it was because of property tax as one of their primary reasons for relocating. The Urban Institute actually projected by 2030 that property tax disparities will be the leading cause of wealth inequality in the United States. So here's why it's so important. What do homeowners, they benefit from assessment caps and sophisticated appeal process that they can afford. Working class families are stuck paying effective tax rates that are 3 times higher. Even in California, where there's Proposition 13, And that proposition was meant to protect homeowners while creating a system that caps how much the home increase can happen each year. The problem with that is actually created a really weird disparity where new homeowners may be paying up to 5 times as much in property tax as their neighbor with an identical property. So therefore, this has like a couple different levels of burden. So number one is there's going to be less people who's willing to sell. For instance, baby boomers who would have otherwise sold their home and downsized, now they're afraid to because given where the home prices are, they already have a low tax burden right now, maybe a home they've lived in for 30, 40 years. But if they chose to downsize and move to a different home, now they're going to be taxed at a significantly higher valuation, and that's something that they can't afford. And that has a trickle-down effect to younger generations, millennials and Gen Z, who are looking to buy homes, but they can't afford it. And there aren't enough properties in inventory that are available on the market because the people are retiring in place instead of downsizing. So when you have property taxes that can be 5x as much as your neighbor, that causes a significant disparity. The Tax Policy Center estimates that this disparity is transfers to over $500 billion in wealth that young families would have had access to in order to establish themselves, right? So these property owners over the decade is expected to pay significantly higher and higher and higher taxes. But it gets worse from there. The Brookings Institute actually found that when property taxes become unsustainable, it triggers what is called the community debt spiral. This happens in many areas, and you can think what a really clear example is Detroit, Michigan. High taxes forces out long-term residents. Properties deteriorate as owners can't afford maintenance. Home values then decline, tax rates increase because the bureaucracy needs to keep the oil moving, right? The wheel needs to keep churning away. So they increase tax rates in order to maintain their revenue, which, as we know, 40% goes to bureaucracy. More residents move out, repeat that same cycle over and over again. So when you have this kind of scenario, your neighborhood can go from one that's thriving to one that's actually in disarray, in like decline, significant decline in a short period of time that you may not even realize that's happening. These are some really stark points, I understand. But now let me show you exactly how to protect yourself and fight back against the system. I've analyzed hundreds of successful cases and identified 5 proven strategies that actually works. The number one thing you guys need to do is to make sure your wealth is growing, not through your primary home, as we mentioned earlier, but through assets that keeps growing in value and has the wealth grow beyond you. Because wealth isn't just a luxury anymore. It's really a necessity. Why is it a necessity? Because your spouse has necessities, your kids have necessities, your parents have necessities, your health has necessities, and your life has necessities. So if you don't figure out how to be wealthy today, you will see yourself as you get older, have less income, have less ability to produce income. You're going to see yourself living a lifestyle that starts declining compared to the lifestyle that you've been used to. So that's why it's imperative to figure out how to get this solved. Now, as for a direct challenge of the property tax scam, I have some strategies for you on that front as well. So first and foremost, you got to challenge your assessment value. Here's a step-by-step playbook. Follow something similar to this. One is request your property card. So every county has one, and it contains detailed information that was used to calculate the property's value. So request it immediately. It's your right by law. Second thing is find errors. Like, it's not surprising that a lot of times there's complete errors in calculation just based on common stats. Square footage of your home, number of bedroom, bathroom, the property's condition, any recent improvements. Those are things that you need to just check. Those are simple fixes. Number three is gather comparable sales. So use sites like Zillow or Redfin to find similar properties that sold in less than 6 months per. It would be best. Find one that has similar square footage, ideally within 20%. Obviously, it has to be within the same neighborhood. So similar to when you're looking to sell a property, it's like half a mile radius, 1 mile radius would be a good neighborhood of comparison. Find properties that are in similar condition so you can compare the price. Like the story I had mentioned earlier, she was told that her home should be worth by the assessor $80,000, but she couldn't sell it for that. She was only able to sell it for significantly less. So therefore, prove it to them. Show them like you're wrong with the assessment value. The next thing to do is document everything. Take photos of the property's condition. Use contractors to come in and assess like repairs that you need to have. Keep track of any natural disasters that's happened, floods or any other problems that's come about. Screenshot comparable property listing that I had mentioned. The next one is file appeal. Most counties, they allow you to file appeal within 30 to 60 days after receiving your assessment. Mark your calendar so you don't miss the deadline. those are some of the ideas that you need to have in order to protect yourself from outrageous property tax assessment. You know that these valuations sometimes are not actually based on your factual value. What they sometimes do is they manipulate the value to meet what their budget needs are, which is outrageous, to be honest. That is why it's such a huge scam. And remember, the system counts on you being silent. But when homeowners unite and fight back, that's when we win. Because the government is supposed to work for us, not against us, right? So that's it for this one. If you like this episode and got value from it, I host a free community for accredited investors, high-level entrepreneurs, and business owners and founders. It's called Wealth Beyond Me, and it's about creating wealth that goes beyond you. Real wealth isn't about just making money. It's about keeping it, multiplying it, and passing it on. So if you're serious about elevating your wealth game, you need to be in there.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.